Simply Done, the podcast network. Harry.
Yes, sir.
I'm on the phone with your manager, Nick.
Hey, Perry.
Hey, Nick.
And I should start off by saying that I am recording this phone call. We will use it in case it's needed in any way. Is that all right with you?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, beautiful. All right. So I've asked you to kind of leave me alone because we have had a show, and you clearly don't want to be part of it. You've pushed me to the point where it's not fun for me at all. All I'm doing is spending all my money and hearing complaints from you about how much money you're not making. Have I ever, ever, ever promised you a dime?
Promise me a minimum of between 10 and 20 bucks?
No. A minimum of between 10 and $20. I said I would give you your share of the shout-outs each show. And
right. If
we didn't make you at least $10, I guaranteed you'd walk out with at least $10 for gas, because I said that you at least deserve gas money. That way you don't lose anything. I do, but you don't. And then you go online and you say that it cost you $20. I did some research, and I found out your car gets about 20 miles per gallon, correct?
Approximately.
Okay. The average price of gas in the Los Angeles area, and I know you can find it cheaper, but is $4.45 a gallon, okay?
Right.
All right. I found out through MapQuest that the distance between your apartment and the studio is 16.91 miles. That makes a round trip of 33.82 miles. All right? If you put $10 in there and you're getting 20 miles a gallon in the city, and that's not even on the freeway and all that, so we're going the city, that means with that $10 you can travel 44.95382.02. So that's over 11 miles that you get for free. So you do get enough gas money with $10. That's number one. You said online that I treat you like a slave. Did you not?
Yeah.
How do I treat you like a slave?
Do I need to go through it?
Yeah, because you see, my feeling is this. The show is over. The only reason I'm doing this is because Nick, who I have a lot of respect for, who has done a lot of work on your behalf, has called me and said at least talk to Perry. So I said I'd do that. But I even told Nick going into this call, you're going to argue everything and you're going to be full of shit about everything. And I'm asking you right now, because I'm giving you a chance to explain how I treat you like a slave. Because the way I look at it is like this. I have said to you, I will go out there and I will try to put everything together I possibly can. Now, as you know before, I've told you, and I told you to do the same thing, and of course, you didn't do what I asked, and you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I think. I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm talking about when we started this project 20 years ago, I told you to record all your phone calls.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was some years ago.
Okay. And, well, I did record all the phone calls. And I have probably close to 1,000 hours of audio tapes of us talking. You agreed that we could do that, and then at one point we would try to sell that. Well, I told you a few weeks ago that I had somebody that told us we were going to try to put those on iTunes. Did I not tell you that?
Yes, you did.
And try to make money that way. Well,
yes, you did.
At that time, I once again, I asked you, please, whatever you do, because these people that want to help us do not like it when you go online and say you're quitting because they're afraid to put any work or any investment in this. Now, are you going to edit these phone calls, this 1,000 hours worth of phone calls?
I personally won't.
Okay. Absolutely. So I've got to get someone else to do it, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, what do you think it would cost to do that? To edit, go through 1,000 hours of tapes, find the best, and edit it down so we could put it online and try to make some money off them?
Well, what did it cost for us to do Windy City Heat?
Okay.
Arrest my case.
Pardon me?
Arrest my case.
I don't really know what you're saying there. You rest your case on what?
That means it would be a minimum of between $100 to $500 to $1 million to hire an editor to go through all these tapes to put it online.
Okay.
Right?
Well, okay. Right. Do you have that money to pay somebody?
No.
Okay. And like I told you before, I found somebody that would volunteer their time. But every time you go online and say that you quit the show, that did it. I read what you said. You're on medication. Tell me what's going on, Perry.
Tell you what's going on?
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on?
No, I don't. You've been asking me for a long time to perform at the Comedy Store. You ask all the time. I say no, because every time you've come to the Comedy Store, you have fucked things up, and it's not worth having you there. But I had a musical thing, and I thought you could do one or two songs there. And so we talked about this whole thing, and I said, okay, let's just see if we can promote this, and it increases the amount of people that come to the show because we're saying something on the internet and online and on the podcast. And so what do? We start to promote it, and you say, you're not doing it. What am I supposed to do?
I haven't said that I'm not doing it.
Yes, you did. The last show, that's reason.
You demanded $1,000 to show up to it.
You demanded.
Oh, that was then.
No, yeah, well, that was then. Never... That was then when I said we had 3 weeks to promote it and no fuck-ups. The first thing you do is say you demand $1,000 to go to that show. I don't make money. I lose money. But I'm trying to get the whole project. So everything I do, you fuck up. So I said I quit. So what are you going to tell me that's going to make me say, oh, you know what, Perry, I want to hear something. How are you going to change my mind to make me believe that you've changed?
You're right.
No, I'm absolutely right. But I see all this shit that you wrote on the fucking internet. I treat you like a slave. I treat you like a slave. I've never told you anything that I'm going to give you any money. I said, we could possibly get another movie. We could possibly get these things on iTunes. We could possibly do this web series. These are things that I've been trying to put together. All you do is destroy it. Every time we take a step forward, you take two steps back with your dumb fucking ass behavior. I'm right. That's all you have to say? Well, convince me I'm wrong. Convince me why I should do anything with you ever again. Go ahead. You have the floor.
Convince you why you should do anything with me again?
Yes.
Well, first off, we are the big three.
Okay. How much money has that made me, just out of curiosity? You've made.
I don't know how much money you made in residuals.
I made.
I have no idea.
Dumb fuck. I've gone over this a million times. No one has made a penny in residuals. Nobody.
Okay.
Why do you keep bringing that up? Are you talking to a lawyer that knows nothing?
I'm not talking to a lawyer that knows nothing.
Who keeps telling you that we're making residuals?
I'm just speculating.
Okay. Well, you should stop speculating because you're wrong.
My whole nutty theory in the back of my brain is that every time you make a movie, you make residuals.
Okay. Well, again, how many times do I have to...
That theory is a wrong theory, because I guess not every movie does make residuals.
The movie lost money.
Thank you, Nick.
No.
All right, but how many times do I have to tell you the exact same thing? The movie made no residuals. If anybody ripped anybody off, you made the exact same amount as I did and as Mole did. But then you sued everybody, and you got another $50,000. So you made twice as much there. Then when it came time to put on our big holiday show, you made $974.98. I made the same thing. But the difference is I spent $1,200 on T-shirts. We sold 8 of them.
What?
Did I stick you for any of the T-shirt money? No, I did not. We sold 8 T-shirts. We had to give them all to the VIPs that came there. But we sold 8 T-shirts. So I put up $1,200. So I basically lost money on the big holiday show.
Excuse me. Why don't you sell the rest of those shirts online?
Because every time I try to do something, some fucking idiot that's part of the show says he's quit the show and fucks everything up. I wonder who that fucking idiot is. So I finally hit the point when we made a deal that from now on you were going to be perfect. When we went to promote the Ding Dong Rocktober Fest show on October 1st, that has now been moved to October 15th.
I'm there.
No, you're not. You're not invited.
You're not.
Because I don't want you there.
Oh, so you don't want me there for Back in Black?
Perry, I don't know how much plainer I can be. Out of respect for Nick, I'm talking to you. You've done nothing to convince me. You continue to call me a liar and say you're making residuals, that I treated you like a slave. You haven't proven anything to me. You'll listen to anybody else before me.
I'm not listening to anybody else but myself and Nick right now.
Really? You fired Nick.
I fired Nick. I hired Nick. Nick is my friend. I've known him for years.
I don't know why that would be.
I say I fired Nick. It's a joke. Please.
Nick, did you take that as a joke when he said he fired you?
Absolutely not.
I think even online it says, I can't take Perry's bullshit anymore. I resign as his manager.
Oh.
Did I try to call and talk to you? You told me that you a good friend of mine, just of ours, you could say passed away, a good friend of mine. And I tried to call you to talk to you about something, and you told me that you were too busy with your business stuff, and you don't have time for my crap, and you hung up on me.
Oh, that was what?
Well, all right. So tell me something that's going to make me say, oh, I want to work with Perry again. Because as far as I'm concerned, I never want to do another podcast with you again. I'm going to leave you alone. I wish you would leave me alone. I literally am done with you. Out of respect for Nick, because Nick has worked very hard and Nick likes this project. Nick understands how great this project is.
I understand, too, because I've got fans that hate you now. I'm going to say it bluntly. I was just called like 2-3 minutes ago from these guys in Vegas that asked if we take the show for next week. And I told them to Facebook you. You know, I don't know what's going to be happening. And I said, it's all up in the air right now. I don't have a clue yet. We've got fans all over Vegas, all over Reno, all over the world, Perry. California, and all over the country. Texas, Chicago, Detroit, Wisconsin, New York, fucking all the way down to the Miami Keys.
So what does all this mean?
It means we got to keep continuing.
Okay, but Perry, you're missing the point. All I do is spend money. All I do is work hard. All you do is destroy all my hard work. And I'm asking you what you have to tell me that's going to convince me that that's not going to happen ever again. Simple question.
Your bottom line, what you're asking me, was what's going to keep me calm Well, we, rather than you or I, I'm going to say the word we, because the three of us are supposed to be a team. We work together. Actually, I'm going to add Mary Jane in there, the four of us. We all work together as a team to produce this project called the Big Three Podcast. Okay?
All right.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a big joke to insult me and to put me down and shit. But here's my downplay. I feel that $10 is really, you know, a hardship on me. That I think $10 should be $20.
Okay. Well, you know what? Who's going to pay the $20? Who's going to pay it? I'm asking you, who's going to pay it?
Wouldn't that be you and...
And where am I getting the money? Oh, so you want me to pay out of my personal money to pay you to come to this? I made a deal that you wouldn't have to pay for gas, but you continue to want to use me.
But you're the company boss,
yeah,
right?
All right, and I told you I'd give you gas money. I never said a dime more. We get our money from our $10 shout-outs. Every time you say you quit, nobody sends any $10 shout-outs because they don't know if the show's on. That's you fucking it up, Perry.
We talked about that.
I'm not fucking it up. You are.
Until this last time you quit.
Because, Perry, I'd had enough. I'm done. I'm done with the show. I've left you alone. And all I see, I saw things that you wanted me to get back with you and all that. Then I see you tell me that I was treating you like a slave. I let you go. You're free.
But my, wait a second.
The point is that you started saying all this stuff. You need us. You need us. You need us. You'll be part of this show. You'll be part of my October 15th show, the Ding Dong Rocktoberfest show. You said this for a long time. Then all of a sudden, I didn't say a word to you. And then all of a sudden you started telling me or telling everybody how you didn't need us. You were going to do bigger and better things. And then you started ripping on me.
I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote that. Okay.
Why? Are you making money from that court case?
I don't know what's going on. Well, the court case is my family matter as well as the other matter is
suing the judges.
A long process.
I understand that.
A long process.
I understand that. Okay, so I haven't heard one thing that makes me want to believe anything from you.
Oh, man. Look at this.
Okay, so is that it then?
No.
Well, I need to hear something because you're wasting my time. I've moved on. I have numerous other things that I'm working on. I was helping you out because I felt sorry for you. And because I knew that we had a good project. And because the Windy City Heat fans and the Big Three Podcast fans, the people that know about us, can't believe how great they are.
You're amazing.
All right.
And I
feel very sad for those people who love us. But to those people, I can't work with this anymore. Every time I try to do something, you fuck it up. And the money is all coming out of my pocket. Every time that there's a wire that needs to be replaced, I have to pay for it. The electricity, everything that goes on in that studio, I pay for it. You don't. All you do is complain about money. And how you should make $1,000 a show. Well, okay. You tell me where you're going to make that kind of money anywhere. And I wish you nothing but the best.
Don't disc jockeys make about $1,000?
No, they don't. Not even close. Not even close.
Really?
Disc jockeys here in town make close to minimum, a little bit above minimum wage.
It's the worst job in the world.
Oh, my God. I thought the...
What the podcast is for, as I've told you all along, is to promote things.
That's right.
And if we could get a little money from advertising, which we haven't, because you quit constantly. We can't get any advertisers. You did exactly what I told you not to at What the Hucks. They dropped us. You did exactly what I told you not to with Neil Leeds. He dropped us. Everything that I've done to try to get ahead, you have fucked up. So I'm sitting here, and I'm done with this. I am done with the project as far as I'm concerned. Out of respect for Nick, you called him to tell him to fly Nick out there for the big show. He didn't want to hear from you. He was insulted by the fact that why is this guy calling me? I told you that a million times. I also told you not to call him. But it doesn't matter. You do what you got to do. But the point is that you fuck everything that I've told you not to do up. So I'm going to give you one more minute to try to convince me of something because I have other things I have to do.
Sir, you need to reach down in your heart and tell down how you really feel about this.
I'm stuck. I don't know what to say.
Oh, get unstuck.
Okay, let him talk, Nick. I want to hear this from him because you telling him what to say means nothing to me.
Okay.
I mean, I am very sorry for, you know, what I've done in an insulting way and stuff and fucking things up. I am very sorry. I mean,
But you say you're a SAG after actor and working for Don is like being the slave.
I am a member of SAG. I am a member of AFTRA. And the point that I was making is that I feel that I should be making union wages.
Okay, well, you shouldn't. Because that's nobody's going to pay you that. I don't have the money to do it. And I'm telling you, I've never said that I was going to. I always told you what the deal was. We're using this podcast to promote us, to try to get a movie, to try to get other things.
Well,
I've told you that all along. And yet you continue to try to blackmail me and get money. I told you I'd give you, no matter what, $10 to come over here so you didn't have to pay for gas. You've lied about how much it cost you to get over here. I have the number. Well, Perry, you said that it cost you $20. It doesn't cost you $20.
Sitting in traffic.
Shut the fuck up about the gas. You've been given a great deal. Do I get paid for anything? I don't make a fucking dime. I lose money every show. You come out even. Now I'm tired of hearing about the fucking gas, dude. I got numbers right here that prove you're full of shit. So shut the fuck up about the gas. Now you tell me something that's going to make me want to do this show again, or I'm done. I'm done this second.
We are funny arguing over stupid shit, like, for example, the gas. You're recording this. You could play it on the air. And it would be fucking hilarious. Why? What's the argument? Why do you want me to have... Why does Perry want Don to have him back? Well, because we're the big three. And then what am I doing? I'm bitching about what? $10 for gas? That's fucking hilarious.
So that's supposed to convince me that everything's okay.
No, to convince you is that we are a team. Okay? You, Mo, and myself are a team.
You're missing the point, Perry. We are a team. We are a team because we've made it a team. But I'm telling you this. I'm sick and tired of your bullshit. You're forgetting. Every time I tell you, don't do this because this will happen. The repercussions will happen here. If you go online and say you quit, people don't want to invest in the show. You do that all the time.
I have fucked up. I will.
Okay, the point is that Perry, that's being a fucking idiot. Now I'm giving you one last chance. Tell me why I should continue on with you.
God. Can I ask Nick for a suggestion?
I don't want to hear from Nick. I want to hear from you.
I'm getting confused. All right, because I've been under a lot of pressure and a lot of stress.
Okay, I'm under a lot of pressure and I'm under a lot of stress too. The point is that you have caused me a great deal of stress. And so to get rid of you would make my life better. I'm saying, what are you going to do to cause me less stress?
Help promote the show.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much, Perry. I at least listened to you. I hope that you're happy with that. I ask that you please don't go online, don't do anything, and fucking rip on me. Or I'll rip on you.
You've already done that on occasion.
How have I fucked you over ever?
By the insults and the
insults. But Perry, we did a great movie together. You keep telling me you don't need me. Well, I don't need you, and I'm going to move on. I appreciate it. Please be gentle to me online. Is there anything else you need to hear?
I guess that's it.
That is it. So, I'm sorry, Scaremaster. I really tried. All right, have a good day. Have a good day.
Before you hang up, can I ask a question?
You sure can.
Would there be any chance I could ever do stand-up at the store?
Absolutely not.
Could I ever come and see somebody do stand-up at the store?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. Have a good day.